On 89.9 Classical WMUK, we heard Christoph Eschenbach and Justus Franz, two pianists at the same piano, with a set of variations in G major, Kirkel 501 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And during the music, I'm filling my mind with questions to ask my guest this hour, Marie Lee, the editor of Encore magazine, as I mentioned earlier. And then the performance drew me right back into just the magic of the music. And then I think I can make it work, Marie, where your magazine offers us all a chance to get lost in music or art or life in West Michigan with every issue. This is what I live for, you know, just hearing Christoph and Justus, their fingers making perfect poetry in music. And it makes worth life living. And I'm sure you am I making sense? Do you see a parallel?
You are totally making sense. Yeah, I do, actually. I think that's one of the things that we try to tell our readers all the time is, like, just sit down and read and lose yourself for a little while, especially right now.
I would like to start with the cover of this new issue of Encore magazine. It was unexpected, and it made me laugh. We see a person wearing a T-shirt and a mask that says the T-shirt says this isn't fun anymore. It just cut through everything and made me laugh so hard. Yeah, I get it.
Well, you know, the December issue annually is our revealed issue, where we use images that we didn't print that go with our stories. That, you know, we didn't print with our stories this year, but we have so many amazing images. And this year we also asked our photographer, Brian, if he had other images he wanted to offer, because we hadn't taken quite as many photos as we normally do. And this one actually is a senior portrait of, unfortunately, my son. But he showed up in the senior portrait with his T-shirt he had gotten at a concert, and he wanted to wear it. And so we took it. And then Brian looked at me and said, this has to be the cover. And I was like, I don't know about that, you know? And so we actually had seven other options, and it just kept coming back to this one, because I think it sums up how everybody's feeling right now, and we just all needed a laugh, and it does that for us. And so, yeah, so it's kind of an interesting origin story behind it, but there he is, my
absolutely
son in color.
Sure. I could understand you feeling this is kind of a risk and you don't want to draw attention to a family member, but it hit it out of the ballpark for me as I
I'm glad.
first saw it. You can see, anyone who's listening who with a computer can check it out at encoremagazine.com. And again, my guest is editor Marie Lee. Brian K. Powers is the photographer who has worked with your magazine for a long time, a number of years, I understand.
Yeah, I think since 2014. So 6 years, yeah.
Now this issue does, you say it traditionally does feature the photos that went unused but are just too good to let go of.
Exactly. Yeah. We, you know, when we send Brian out to do shots, and sometimes when we're with him, he has an amazing eye for just little details. And so I always say, oh, yeah, just get some detail shots. And then he comes back with some of these amazing, you know, landscapes or still lifes, and, you know, we can't use them all in the magazine. And so we found that this was a really good way to use them. In the beginning, when we started this in 2017, it was complemented by an art hop exhibit. So we had an art hop exhibit in the old mercantile building. The mercantile office on the corner of the Kalamazoo Mall and Michigan Ave. And so we did that for the first couple of years. And then last year was the first year we didn't get to have the exhibition because Mercantile was in the process of relocating. And of course, this year we're not having it because, you know, art hops are kind of at a standstill they're virtual, but we just don't have one put together. So, yeah. So anyway, that's how it came about. And I think it's probably one of our most popular issues, because it really is easy just to open it. It's a lot of what we call eye candy. It's just, beautiful shots that make you really appreciate all the things around us and the people around us that we sometimes don't see, and we need to see through a photographer's eye to realize how much beauty there is.
Something I'm beginning to appreciate about Brian's eye is that many of the images do seem to invite a story. Some of them are just gorgeous landscapes, and oh, wow, lucky he got that. But others seem perfectly, they seem to have a point of view that helps you understand, like the empty stage, the three stools, two microphones, lights are on, no one's there.
Mm-hmm.
That tells a
exactly.
story to me.
I think especially now, you know, because I feel like so many of the live venues, that's probably exactly how they're feeling. It's like, we're ready to go, but we're not ready to go. Mm-hmm. So, and I do think that Brian, you're right. Brian has not got the photojournalism background, but he knows how to find the story in pictures. And, you know, I absolutely love working with him. He is he's a joy, and he has a great eye.
Another thing about these images is I'm familiar with some of these places, and they're shot from a completely different aesthetic than, you know, how I'm walking around. For example, I know Scott Tribby's window and the instruments usually hanging in it, and Brian has an image of the window with a violin and the reflection of sky and clouds in the background. Just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those things too where, you know, sometimes he's just walking around and he finds these things. I think one of my favorite shots that he took is honestly the ice crystals. They were just, and I know a lot of people can do it, but it was just the way the gradation of the white and the gray in the window is just absolutely beautiful. And so, yeah, he definitely is a real gem, a real joy to have as part of Encore staff.
That's the cover story of the December issue of Encore magazine, which you can find online very easily. The printed copies are available all over. Marie and I just started chatting about the production of this magazine last month, and I learned that it is entirely advertiser-supported, unlike WMUK, which, we're in a pledge drive right now for the next few days, Marie, but not here on Classical so much, but, you know, 102.1 is asking for pledges currently, but you have an advertising staff, and I enjoy seeing so many local businesses advertising in your pages. I mean, it feels like a community effort.
I think, you know, that is really what's carried us through this year, is that people are very loyal and supportive of Encore. I mean, Encore's been around for almost 50 years, and it's always been the community, cultural, lifestyle magazine of the city. And so the advertisers that we have are longtime and loyal and just wonderful. We would be dead in the water without them, and we're so glad we have them.
Marie, what are some of the other main stories for this issue? I see one coming out of Battle Creek, some entrepreneurs actually opening a business during the COVID pandemic.
Exactly, yeah. So when we talked last month, I talked to you a little bit about how stories come to us. And this one, interestingly, I have a friend of a friend who said, oh, I have my friend working in this new brewery in Battle Creek, and she's Dana Marie, and she's local. She used to work at Bell's, and she was also at Water Street, and a lot of people know her.
She's everyone's favorite barmaid, yes.
Exactly, absolutely. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful woman. And so I asked her about it, and she told me it. And even though Battle Creek sometimes is a little bit out of our range, we thought it was a great story about how they really forged forward, even though, you know, trying to open a new brewery and tap house during a pandemic. And they were opening right when it really hit in March and April and had to pivot pretty fast. And so it's just a great story. And I think right now we need to hear stories about people that are figuring out how to survive and thrive as inspiration for all of us, you know. Jennifer Brown and Chris McCreary are just a great couple, and they are so committed to their home city of Battle Creek that it was fun talking to them about it. And the space that they've created is absolutely beautiful. It is just really a nice neighborhood atmosphere. So, yeah.
Nice to hear about a new brewery in Battle Creek with the difficulties around Arcadia. That's nice that there's somebody who came in and it kind of filled the need. I'm rather a devoted beer drinker myself, so I'll have to check it out.
Well, I'll give you a little spoiler alert. We're going to have a lot of beer stories in the next coming months.
Oh.
John Liberty, actually. Yeah, John Liberty in January is... we'll have a story by him about new breweries in the area and some other sort of reconfiguring of existing breweries. And so I don't know if you know, I'm sure you know of John, but John is the founder of West Michigan Beer Tours, and he is really the area's craft beer guru. And so, yeah, so I think right now we were talking about, you know, we seem to be running a lot of brewery stories, but everybody's like, yeah, but a lot of people need to be drinking right now. So that's okay.
My future self thanks you. I look forward to those articles. Now, Kalamazoo, I know there is a train club. I know there is a great astronomy club in Kalamazoo. I had no idea there was a club that focused on postcards.
This story was a pre-COVID story. We had worked on it because the Southwest Michigan Postcard Club usually has an annual show in April, and we wanted the story to coincide with our annual show. Obviously, didn't happen. But we had the story written, and we said, well, we'll hold it and see if something happens in October because they sometimes have a second show in October. Didn't happen. So this time with this club, the way this came about is Wally Jung, who is in the article, was giving a speech or a presentation at the Parchment District Library about what postcards tell us. And that's where we got the idea for the story. And so it's great. I mean, and it was wonderful to find out that Keith Howard, who works at the Kalamazoo Public Library, is the president of the club, and just listening to why they collect what they collect and to find out that there's so many people that do, that they have an entire show at the Expo Center dedicated to it. Yeah, and I love looking at the postcards. He shared his collection with us, and it was just, it is like seeing Kalamazoo in our area from a whole different perspective, because there are things that he has postcards of that, you know, you'll never see again. Buildings and families and things like that.
Postcards is such a, to me, kind of ephemeral. I mean, they're just little notes you send in the mail, but... given enough time and context, they all become more meaningful. It's and I love that there are people who care enough to collect them.
I do too. I think it's and they're very, they just love their postcards and they love the stories behind them. And I think that's what's even more fascinating. I could sit there and listen to Keith Howard talk about the history behind a single postcard, you know, for hours. And what we didn't really cover in the story was that sometimes the messages on the back have their own history, you know, and that they really revel in being able to tell you who the postcard was sent to and who's from and what the story was behind it. Like, you know, this was his sister and she went to, to Kalamazoo and sent this to him and he kept it. And, you know, I mean, and so it's, they don't always know the stories behind who got the postcard, but they generally know the stories behind the images and why they're significant.
This is all in the new issue of Encore Magazine, which just came out yesterday. If you go by the first of the month, I'm not sure if you jumped the gun at all.
Sometimes we do. It's the holiday.
It's available at many locations in Southwest Michigan. You can also subscribe online at EncoreMagazine.com. And we've just looked at feature stories on the Southwest Michigan Postcard Club, the opening of Handmap Brewery in Battle Creek, and the cover story. This is a showcase of great images taken by photographer Brian K. Powers, who didn't make it into the previous issues, but were just too good to put away. And finally, Marie, there's a woman profiled, a woman behind a music organization in town. And I know her. Many of us know Corey Summers, who has been executive director of the Bach Festival for some years now.
Right. Yeah, Corey is one of those interesting people that we've been following kind of for a while. When she was at the Symphony, and then also with Red Street Pedestrians and her other music projects. Corey, I think, brings a lot of energy and an interesting new perspective to the Bach Festival, which has been around for 70 years. We felt like December was a good month to profile her because every December, one of the holiday events that this community loves, absolutely loves and looks forward to, is the Kalamazoo Bach Festival's Choruses Holiday Concert. And it's an absolutely beautiful thing. And this year, we don't have to miss it because they're going to do it virtually. I've already decided that the day that they do it virtually will be the day I decorate my tree, which I believe is on December 6th.
I'm going to jump in because I want to acknowledge that my guest earlier this week was Chris Ludva, the director of the Bach Fest Chorus. And the concert release to anyone who wants to watch it is Sunday at 4 o'clock. And KalamazooBachFestival.org is where you get your virtual ticket. And you will need to sign up in order to receive an email with the link to this year's concert. And they put a ton of work into it. And I agree with you, Marie, that Corey, not only being a practicing musician, but her whole gestalt about music and access to music for our entire community is something that is revitalizing the Bach Festival organization.
I agree. I think that that direction that they're taking with a look at not only emerging artists and being able to focus on Michigan artists and giving them a venue to perform, but also they're very focused on social justice and equity as well. And so they're looking at doing more diverse programs and they have a couple that they've, I'm trying to think of the name of it. Give me a second. I can't remember. I'm so sorry. Anyway, but they had this. When I talked with Corey, she was talking about how they want to be much more socially conscious, and so that they are looking at a lot of their programs as bringing in performers from different genres and of different ethnicities and races, and really making an effort to promote local, but also diverse. And I think that's a great direction because, as she said, you know, in a community that has amazing musical festivals from the Spielberg to the Gilmore, you know, there is already a place where big name artists can come in and perform, but there's not a whole lot of people, you know, promoting the local musicians and the amazing work that they're doing. And she is absolutely tuned in and plugged into that community, so she knows it better than anybody.
That's all in the latest issue of Encore magazine, a profile on Corey Summers of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival. The Southwest Michigan Postcard Club gets a story, the Hand Map Brewery opening in Battle Creek, and of course, revealed the series of wonderful photographs from the past year by Brian Powers. The magazine, as always, features five faves. I remember last month it was school buildings. Tell me, what are your five faves focused on this month?
This month, well, John Liberty, our West Michigan beer guru that we discussed earlier, okay. He put together local gift ideas for the craft beer fan. And you know, I mean, he always finds the most wonderful little things. One time he did a five faves on brewery decor, like items of decor in all the different breweries that were just unique and wonderful. And so in this five faves, he has some great gift ideas from Grayling Ceramics growlers and Avolio Glassworks handmade mugs to wooden magnet bottle openers. And they're all local, and they're locally made or locally found. And so if you're looking for an idea for somebody who really likes beer, that's a great place to start.
You know, I'm clicking around and I actually see several pages of gift ideas.
Yes. We also have this month is our annual gift guide, which is a four page feature. Well, it's not really a feature, but four pages of local businesses and the unique wares that they offer. So this year, when shopping locally will be more important than ever, this is a great guide for places to think about going that you wouldn't have thought about or might have forgotten about. So yeah, you really don't have to go too far if you want to find great gift ideas.
It's all in Encore magazine, and Marie Lee, my guest, is the editor of Encore, and we will talk again in about 4 weeks about the January issue. Marie, lovely to touch base again and celebrate Southwest Michigan with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, Kara, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, let's just jump into some Michigan music from William Bolcom, the great composer, longtime teacher at University of Michigan. This is one of his amusing pieces, The Tabby Cat Walk. Shang Tu is the pianist.